Over the past several years, Middle Tennesseans have had to make room for an unusual group of newcomers, armadillos. Their influx is readily apparent along the region's suburban and rural roadways. But where exactly did they come from? And are they dangerous? WPLN's Chaz Sisk sat down with a wildlife biologist to get the dirt on these slow-moving, heavily armored creatures.
Tim White works for the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. That puts him on the front lines of any change in the state's fauna, including the arrival of armadillos.
I've probably first started noticing them 6 or 8 years ago around this part of the state, and I've seen them in West Tennessee more like 10 years for the last 10 years.
And not just dead on the side of the road, alive in open fields, woodlands, swamps, even just outside TWRA's headquarters in Creve Hall. There's really no place they won't go in their hunt for insects and grubs, armadillos' main diet. And they can be a nuisance.
Yeah, they do root around. They can root 6 or 8 inches deep in the soil looking for insects. So they can root up holes in your yard, but they don't really compete with very many native species for resources or for habitat. And so other than a few holes dug here and there, it's not really all that bad.
No one knows how many armadillos there are. There just hasn't been enough interest to study them that closely. But their origin story is clear, and it's a little surprising. Many people might associate armadillos with Texas, but they're actually native to Central America, cousins of the anteater and the three-toed sloth. They started moving northward over a century ago.
Mainly because there's not very many natural predators, if any, for armadillos. They have a pretty high reproductive rate, and humans don't really hunt them or harvest them for food very much, although during the Depression they were kind of known as Hoover hogs or poor man's pork.
Getting to that meat means going through their tough shells, but that's pretty much armadillos' only defense. Despite having long claws, they're docile creatures, says White. They do have a history of carrying leprosy, but White says it's rare for them to transmit it to humans. All in all, he says, they're more of a novelty than anything else. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.